Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, you know me. I like to be an educated idiot.
That's right. I wasn't always this stupid. I had to work at it.
Jumping in your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Look, seriously. You can tell I'm wound up from the weekend. Kind of, sort of. I mean, it doesn't get... It really, come on, people. It doesn't get any better than this, right? It doesn't get any better than watching Joey B. struggle through... trying to explain why he can't stand Israel. Yeah. Come on. Let's be honest about it. What's he doing for Israel? What's he doing to help out? What's he doing to support our allies? The only people in the area that cried and wailed on the day that we lost 3,000 lives in this country. Okay? And these young people running around talking about Israel being occupiers and who the Palestinians are. Do your homework. My God, your ignorance is shining. And AOC and squad, you know, why is everybody up in arms about that? Did you really expect anything else? Did anybody truly, honestly expect anything else from those three? Four, five. That is a whole bunch of them. Nobody knows it. I'm sure Kimberly Moran's got a few... just a tad, a few words that she wants to say about all this. But truly, with all seriousness, you gotta pray for our brothers and sisters over there. All right? No matter what you think of the Jews, no matter what you think of Israel, or think, do your homework and make sure you know what the heck you're talking about before you decide to get nasty or do something stupid. I mean that. I'm extremely... irritated at not just the ignorance of our young people, but what about the adults? Where are the adults in the room? Are you guys gone on vacation or what? Anyway, and just watching Biden struggle through all this. Look, even Trump haters have got to admit, there was peace for almost 4 years in the Middle East. You know why? Nobody was feeding the Iranians any money, who then gave the money to the Palestinians and Hamas. You don't have to be, look, I barely made it out of high school. You do not, repeat, you do not even have to have a high school diploma to figure this out. I mean, seriously. And all this crap and garbage that you hear... you know, about how Israel treats its women, it's exactly that. Crap and garbage. I don't even know. Again, this is why I keep saying the education system has failed our kids big time. Not a little bit, big time. You've got to pay attention to what your kids are learning. You have to question them, whether you want to or not, whether it makes you feel bad or not. Talk to those kids. Find out what they're learning. The stuff that they're learning about Israel in school should make your skin crawl. And if it doesn't, there's something wrong with you. And yet, here you have groups that whip their women. put them on a human relations board. China and North Korea? Are we for real? You wonder why Trump said the UN needed to go? Seriously. Come on, people. Wake up. This is what story has been in the headline off and on all weekend. And it's really scary if you think about it. I don't know if he was the head of the Space Command. He was fired for denouncing Marxism. Now, they're trying to say something. He accused the military of embracing Marxism. No. What he accused the military was teaching Marxism. Not against it. That there were Marxist policies being taught there. They don't like being called out. I've always said this on the show for a long time. That it's going to be the military is going to save our butts. They're the ones that are going to crack and break away from the dam, not play these games anymore. President Biden's highly politicized the Pentagon. And when I say politicized, you know what I mean. It's not only waging a war on anything Trump or MAGA for that matter, but it's beating its brains out to purge conservatives from the military, which is asinine. They have feminized. I mean, the whole thing is about gender equality, equity, you know. This is not what the military is about. You know what the military will cause equal pain and destruction if you come against the U.S., no matter what color you are, what size you are, who you're sleeping with, including goats, if you prefer. Just saying. That's what they're there for. They're there to break it and rebuild it better. And maybe not even in that order. But no. You have to be sensitive to the needs of a transgender or gay or lesbian person. I'll tell you what, when you're out shooting, when you're out protecting your platoon or whatever, you don't look at the person next to you and say, hey, before I protect you, I need to know, are you gay, transgender, lesbian? What's your deal? Not how it works. It's how it works for those idiots in D.C. It's how it works for those uneducated people in the streets that are rioting. But it's not how it works in the real world. Enough of this. And I mean, enough of this. Double T, your host. Maybe Kimberly Marin can get me off the wall. She'll be with us on the way back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Listen in real time. It's GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring her on because I know you enjoy her. I enjoy having her on, and I'm sure she's got a lot to say about what went on this weekend and the Supreme Court ruling that just came down. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and I so much appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, did you hear about the ruling from the Supreme Court?
I certainly did.
It's cake and party time, wasn't it? They actually did something constitutional.
Hell yeah. And it was unanimous, which was the biggest shocker of it all.
That scared me, though. What do they
want? That is kind of scary. Right? That is kind of, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, I had to double check. I read the article I read because I read it on American Military News. So then I went on and looked on, Googled, like, other news sites to see if I got the same thing for SCOTUS. Just to make sure.
That's
just
sad.
To verify and triple verify.
Sit there and go, that don't sound right. SCOTUS
would do that. Yeah, because the left-wing activists on the Supreme Court don't usually vote in favor of the Constitution. They do sometimes. They do sometimes, but not all the time.
No, and Roberts was with them, which was really freaky, you know.
Yeah.
But he figured he probably had the other eight. It was a gun issue, and well, it really wasn't a gun issue.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a gun issue. Yes.
No. So here's the thing, really.
Sorry.
In reality, there's a lot of people on the left and the right who agree with that warrantless searches and seizures are unconstitutional. Regardless of what's being seized, searched, whatever, a lot of people agree on that. Of course, the left who's for gun control wouldn't agree that you can't do it with guns, but they would agree you can't do it with other things.
They're
so,
taking their dope away from them.
Basically. But so that's you know, unfortunately, too many times on the Supreme Court, the left-wing activists and Roberts go with popularity rather than actual constitutionality.
Yeah, I was amazed when they said it was a unanimous decision. I did the same thing you did. I'm like, wait, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's check into this.
Yep.
Let's make sure. So it was good to hear that. It was the first time I actually felt good about them being on the same page. And that was, but that was a no-brainer to a big degree, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we think is no-brainers because we actually follow the Constitution. They're the people who are supposed to uphold the Constitution, and they don't always have a brain.
Wow. I agree with you. And it's politics. People don't realize, you know, if you have a 5-1 ruling, notice that it's never an interpretation ruling. They never say, constitutionally, when you look at this, when you read this, when you break this down, what Madison said was, you never hear that. Usually you hear about what they feel or what a previous court has done.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And now they're getting ready to hear an abortion bill. Is it out of Tennessee or one of those states? And this ought to be quite interesting because even the original ruling that came down on the third trimester abortions, they were supposed to be only when the mother's life was in imminent danger, correct?
Right.
And somehow now we've got to during birth abortion. Don't know.
Oh, God. yeah, I think it's going to go exactly how we think it's going to go. With the left-wing activist side ruling against the Constitution. Because, let's face it, Roe v. Wade, the states already had abortion. It violated, in my opinion, it violated states' rights.
Yeah.
So that's a violation of the Constitution. But, you know, activism lives on.
Ginsburg agreed with you and us. She said one of the worst rulings to come out of the Supreme Court was that they took up the Roe versus Wade.
They should have never taken it up because it was clearly a state's rights issue.
They should have left it alone. The states, to your point, states had already had it. If you want to have an abortion, you could always go to that state if you really needed to. So not everybody was getting an abortion in an alley somewhere. Not everybody was running from or hiding from the police in every state. Because it's just, again, fear and lies, right?
Well, exactly. And the thing is, the reason it's better to keep things at a state level is because you can make change as people in the state easier. We're lucky if we can't change anything at the federal level. Let's just face reality. We don't affect the federal level, really.
No.
But at the state level, we can by, you know, protesting, getting other people involved, voting the jerks out. And, you know, we can make change at the state level as we, the people. Can't so much at the federal level. It's practically impossible at the federal level.
An optimist.
Well, I used to fight at the federal level. Then I fought at the local level. Yeah. Huge difference.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is Rick Green and I used to go round and round about this, and I've kind of come to his way of thinking, which is the convention of states. And I was so concerned about that in the early days, saying, you know, I don't know which way they'll go. I don't know what they're going to do. But now I think we've learned about 37 of the legislatures, and I think we only need 32, I believe.
But I still don't trust them.
Listen.
Sorry.
I'm with you. I really am. I am with you. But at the rate it's going, we have a better chance with them than we have going down the road we're going down. At least I think so. Yeah, you can tell me I'm wrong.
You know what? If we did the Convention of States and they were able to drain the swamp with what we could do, I'd be good with that.
But they can't drain the swamp, but they can change the rules. They can change the way things go.
Yeah, change the rules that would eventually drain the swamp is what I mean.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You see, you're supposing that they actually will follow it after they do it. But the Supreme Court can't even overturn that. That's the thing that excited me.
Right.
If you got the Convention of States, the Supreme Court would have to deal with it. And they would have to rule on it. I mean, not rule on it, but they wouldn't be able to rule against it. And I think that's great myself.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens with that. If they get the strong enough people, but you're seeing more and more states starting to step up, getting rid of the mask bans, tightening up on the voter laws or what have you. And they better be ready. I mean, I'm hoping they're not doing a stereotypical Republican move. They know they're going to lose or think they're going to lose. So they'll pass the bills anyway, and they'll hope that the Supreme Court overturns it to a point where they won't even have to deal with it anymore.
Well, check this out. In Windham, New Hampshire, They're doing a forensic audit of election returns, and which is means they're going through the machines and everything. And it was already known that it was discovered, and it was Democrats that called for a recount. During the recount, Republicans were undercounted for votes, and Democrats got more than they were supposed to. But now they're doing the forensic audit, and Republican candidates were undercounted by about 220 votes each, and Democrat got 125. Too many. These are machines. These are machines, Joe.
Oh, that's impossible. That could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Joe Bastien, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin joins me on this side of the break. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that the U.S. will add to its donation of COVID vaccines to the rest of the world, adding 20 million more doses to the country's commitment. The president said that over the next 6 weeks, the U.S. will send 80 million doses of vaccine overseas. It's unclear which countries will be receiving those shots. And police in California have made an arrest in the wildfire burning through the Santa Monica Mountains. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced that one person has been arrested, accused of purposefully starting the blaze. More than 500 firefighters are currently battling the fire that has so far scorched more than 1,300 acres and forced more than 1,000 residents to evacuate. Steep terrain and dry vegetation have made controlling the fire difficult. While there have thus far been no injuries and no structures burned down, the fire remains 0% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Otherwise, just get out of the race. I mean, just move aside. Let somebody else who wants to do something do it. And here's somebody who loves doing something all the time. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And you had some fun this weekend, didn't you?
I did.
That's it?
I did. Not only was I gardening, but I was teaching women how to shoot.
I was going to say, forget the gardening. Anybody can do that. The shooting thing is an exciting one.
Yes, we were teaching women and girls how to shoot. It was great. It was a great shoot.
And do you have those women that show up and they're like, you can see it in their face. They're like petrified little mice, right? They don't know what to expect. And, you know, they think they're going to kill somebody while they're there or whatever. And they just leave loving it.
Sometimes, very rarely, most women are there because they want to be there.
Really?
But we do have new shooters often. Every class we have new shooters. And they absolutely, oh, my God. We had a new shooter on Sunday, and I told her she was joking with us that she never shot before because she shot so well. She did. She shot. Like, her first shot was almost right in the bullseye, right in the middle.
Wow.
It was awesome. She loved it.
I got there about the 300th shot. I was able to hit the bullseye, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, no, it was a great class night. It was a beautiful day. Yeah. All the women left happy. They just really had a great time.
Well, I didn't, I had a good time. What is it? I went this weekend, too. There was an NRA event, NRA/GOP event. And I don't get it. You probably get it better than I do. They bring 22s, 22 automatics, or excuse me, semi-automatics. So they bring 22 mm-hmm. semi-automatics. They bring buckets of 22 shells, bullets. So what they do is, and they teach people safety. And it was kind of cool to watch the whole thing go down. But there were a lot of women there, and a lot of older guys that were there, and they were learning and what have you. So, but I had 9mm, so they said to me, no, you got to go down the street there. You got to go down, play down the street. So,
that's what we do.
Learning, that was really cool.
We use 22 ammo and 22 semi-automatic firearms. It's the easiest
and cheapest
firearm to teach anyone on, really. But it's the easiest one to teach women. It's easy to slide rack the slide. We joke that the bullets when they leave the firearm, they go pew pew. They don't, a 9mm is really a lot louder. than a 22. And while we were on the range, someone was on another range with their automatic firearm.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I heard the same thing, and I heard the two over from us that were shooting metal targets. But I will
love
tell you
that.
The funny thing for me, what's the big thrill with the metal target?
Oh, my God, because it just, I don't know. You shoot, and when you hear that metal, it's so much fun. I love it.
I love
metal targets.
Cans, water bottles, watermelons. You know,
Tannerite pumpkins is a lot of fun.
Yeah, pumpkins would be cool. You could draw a face. Never mind. But that would be fun, too. So.
No, but I like the metal targets. Like, I have a couple different kinds. One that spins around that I can use the 22 on only. And then others that I can use higher caliber on. It's just, you know, you have to put it far away, obviously. So it's good. It's like it's a skill building type thing. And it's fun.
And you know what? It takes the fear out of it, doesn't it, for most people? Many people haven't shot before. I was watching people closely this weekend just to see how they were responding to the instruction and the firing of the gun. There was one young girl there. It was stereotypically what you'd expect, kind of from a lefty at first. And her boyfriend, you could tell her boyfriend was kind of forcing her to learn about it first. You know, you could tell it was that kind of thing. So the instructor came out and was helping her out, and honest to God, she was not even getting close to the target because there were no holes in the target, but the dirt was flaring up on each side of the target. So she was closing her eyes, turning her head, and so by the time she was done, she was hitting the target. But at first, it was kind of like she was trying to run away from the gun while she was shooting it. You know how that is?
Yeah, and that happens. And you know, our goal is always to get women on the target before they leave, because we want to make sure, we want to encourage them to keep practicing and training and taking more classes.
Yeah.
Because if people don't hit the target at all, they get really discouraged. And we've had that happen, you know, no matter how much you try during that time period, and we have them come back. And then the next time they're more settled down and they get on target, and it's great.
I got that problem where I'm blind in my right eye, I'm blind in my right eye, and I'm right-handed.
Oh, you're left eye dominant then.
Yes. I got to come way over.
There's ways to deal with that, but I used to be left eye dominant, but I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
And I know that in a self-defense situation, I'm going to go for my right. I tried on the left. I can't.
I can't see out of my right.
Retrained my eye.
I have to use my left.
You have no choice. Yeah. I retrained my eye, so I'm now right eye. I'm right eye dominant.
Now, for those of you listening who think you can get in the house, I will hit you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
You don't. You can be blind and hit someone in center mass.
Yeah.
That's just pointing and shooting.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean you haven't been taught to shoot the knife out of the assailant's hand? No?
Or shoot the knee? Or
you didn't take that class? No? All right.
Yeah. I don't think they have that class.
Don't you just giggle when you hear this stuff? You can't do anything but giggle when you hear these people. But
when I hear the left say, "Why couldn't the cop just shoot him in the knee or shoot the gun out of his hand?" That's not real life. Please stop.
Stop watching movies. Get away.
Yeah.
Get away from the TV set.
Yeah, it's not realistic. It's not real life. And it's always people who say that are people who don't know the first thing about firearms or what happens when you're in that kind of situation, what happens to your body, you know, what's the word?
Didn't you watch Blazing Saddles when, what's his name, shot the gun out of everybody's hand and the horses? I mean, like.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I doubt these people are watching Blazing Saddles.
No, that's it. Those people, you're right. Okay, I'll give you that one. You got me on that one. You got me on that one. So. All right, so let's switch gears for a second. Let's talk a little bit more about the Constitution, right? An Alabama sheriff's captain allegedly fired for supporting the constitutional carry right. So you're seeing that happen now. The Cochran spokesperson, Lori Myers, said that Sheriff Sam Cochran made the decision Wednesday because of a different political viewpoint held by one of his administrators. So proof positive. And it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what the law says.
It matters that you're on the same political page as your boss.
Yep.
Right? It was just freaky. So the bill, what was the House Bill 618 out there, said that it would mean law-abiding Alabama residents would no longer need to get a permit from the state in order to exercise their Second Amendment right to bear arms. So the sheriff didn't like that idea. However, one of the administrators thought it was great. And that's what caused him to lose his job.
There's definitely going to be a lawsuit coming. That's what I would say.
Well, hopefully it doesn't make it to the Supreme Court. But just the mere fact that they're out in your face showing you they're not interested in what the Constitution has to say. They're strictly only interested in what political frame of reference you're coming from. And this man, I hope this ends up in a whole bunch of lawsuits. I really do eventually. I hope the courts are bogged down by this crazy stuff. Yes.
The sheriff is supposed to uphold the Constitution. He should be the one that gets fired.
Yeah, it's the sheriff wants a gun tax, like they've done it here in California to a degree.
Is he elected?
Yes.
Oh, and that's in Georgia, you said?
What do you say? No, I think it's, where is it? Hold on. I think it's Alabama. You would think in Alabama this would not be an issue, right?
I don't. He must be part of a sheriff of a big city, because I don't see people of Alabama putting up with that crap.
Let me see. He added that the U.S. Constitution does not say you have a right to keep and bear arms as long as you pay the amount to a gun tax, what amounts to a gun tax in the form of permit fees. So I guess it's like California again. I mean, the amount of taxes they put on top of the ammunition, what you have to go through, you have to you now have to go through a background check every time you buy ammunition. So, which is why when I've been buying ammunition now, I let it pile up there and I go pick it up, you know, once every other week or something. Right. Otherwise, I'm getting checked every time I go in, even if the stuff comes in the next day. I'm getting checked again when I go in to pick it up.
Wow.
Just nuts. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Had a ball with a bunch of Republicans this weekend exercising my Second Amendment rights. We didn't go chasing. I'm glad to report that the guns that were sitting there waiting to be fired, none of them stood up and started shooting people in the crowd. So we had no gun violence to speak of. Not in the legal way of exercising our rights to shoot, but we had over 400 people shot this weekend in and around the U.S., and I'm sure they had legal guns, legal permits, and were just out having a good time in the country. Right, Kimberly?
Unbelievable. And, you know, this is the problem. So the left has fermented this behavior because the majority of gun shootings, the majority of criminal behavior with firearms is in inner cities across the country.
Right.
That's a fact. That's an FBI stat. And the Democrats built that. They built that. Starting back with that piece of crap FDR. They built that. And LBJ. Yeah. They love that.
Yeah. I mean,
and now they're using it. They try to use it against everyone.
But Kimberly, 48 people this weekend shot in Chicago. 6 killed. All right, including a 2-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy. So I would like, maybe I missed something because, you know, I'm stuck in the studio most of the day. So were the reports of Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama running there to tell him to stop? Did I miss that? Kamala Harris, did she end up there?
No. None of them bothered to do anything about the inner city issues, which is, you know, poverty, horrifying public education, single parent families, and violence. I mean, they basically just let the gangs take over because that's what's going on.
Well, they're doing it in Seattle. They're doing it in Portland. But to your point, I mean, it's just amazing to watch what's happening there. And nobody is having a fit over it. Nobody's saying anything.
They don't, because they don't care, Joe. This was what they planned, to destroy the black community. And then now what they do, like, they did all this, the Democrats, and it is all Democrat policies, did all this stuff to destroy the black community. And then the commies came in and said, hey, come on, we got to stand up and have a revolution. That's what they've done. The commies have been trying to do this for years.
Yep.
To get the black community to rise up, to try to blame everyone else for their issues.
Yeah, no, listen, when you look at what's going on and what's driving, and again, you don't see. Now, look, I've got a lot of black friends who will step up and say, no. A lot of what's going on there is our own. We're building our own building. We're burning our old buildings down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're ruining our own businesses, that kind of stuff, and we need to stop. And they're right. But, you know, again, if the Jacksons of the world, the Sharptons of the world, the Obamas of the world would step up and have the juice that they say they have, or frankly, that we know that they have in those communities, they could douse this to a big degree. You know? Jesse
right.
Jackson
oh,
could
yeah.
do a million-man march in Chicago.
No. I'm not taking the blame off of the people in the community. I'm just
right.
saying this was built and this is continued thanks to Democrat policies. But, yeah, you don't have to partake in it. You can make your own community better. This is what I was just talking about with, you know, you can affect change at the state and local level, but you can't so much at the federal level. But, yeah, this doesn't have to be this way. It's just like Indian reservations. There's some Indian tribes that aren't living in hard conditions, massive poverty, horrible medical conditions, horrible just everything, because they didn't choose to deal with the government and take the government handout.
No, they want to be. They
there's
want to be
a
self-sufficient.
Big difference
they're
between
doing it on their own.
Right, they are thriving on their own because they refuse to subjugate themselves to the government.
Yeah, it is.
Whenever the government says, "I'm here, I'm the government, and I'm here to help," run the hell as fast as you can.
You should be petrified.
Absolutely petrified. Whenever anyone ever says, and they're a government official or politician, I want to help, know that they're lying. Or number two, they're too stupid to realize that whatever it is they want to help, they're going to make worse.
You know, as an elected official, I'll go
every
to some
time,
of these meetings, and some of these people will say, you know, other electeds will go, well, this needs to be a win-win for everybody. I'm going, okay, somebody's getting screwed. I mean, the minute they say that, I know somebody's getting screwed somewhere. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so.
Cause,
go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because there's no way the left is that stupid to not think things through. And some Republicans, too, to not think. When you do anything in life, you really have to, especially if something's huge and it's going to affect an entire country, you have to sit there and think about all the potential issues that could happen. I mean, I manage projects, and part of what I have to do is think about all the risks and issues that may occur and try to mitigate them ahead of time or avoid them, or et cetera. These people don't do any of that. None of it.
Nope.
It's just throw it against the wall, see what happens. We'll spend trillions of dollars of American taxpayer dollars we don't have.
Well, that's like Governor Nuisance right now. He's talking about his surplus, and he has this, and he has that. And things are wonderful, and life is good. And then why do you, why do you need a mileage tax? Why do you need to raise taxes if everything's good? Oh, and oh, by the way, let's not mention that the 75 is left over from the 100-some-odd billion the government's given us. And on top of that, he's got 170-some-odd billion dollars in unfunded mandates and pensions that he
can't. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Isn't there tons of unfunded mandates?
Tons.
So he's going to keep those unfunded mandates instead of trying to fund them?
Oh, there's no way. I mean, he's talking about a 600. Listen, this is what I thought was great. He's going to give a $600 stimulus check to every illegal family and or person in the state. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you going to do that? I mean, how are you going to do that? Because you don't have tax returns. That's how we got ours, right? We got tax money back. So you don't have the tax returns. Now, let's get past that for a second. Are you going to have those trucks? They actually have, like, armored trucks that go through some of the lower socioeconomic areas of L.A. To help them sign up for welfare, to help them get, their benefits, if you would, and cash their checks at the same time. So
right.
They've got it down. They know how to make it happen. But, my God, what's he trying to buy?
Do you know what he's trying to buy?
I do. There's going to be a whole bunch of illegals voting in his recall election, isn't there?
God only knows what else the left is going to do to try to keep him in power.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's Pelosi's nephew, after all.
Yeah, I think they're in a lot of trouble the next election. I think they're going to have to steal like crazy, even worse than they just did to maintain. People are upset. Look at. You've got CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. You got all these news sources screaming that, Trump left a mess, and this is why the border is what it is. But guess what? In a recent Rasmussen poll, by a ratio of 5-4, Americans blame President Joe Biden for the crisis at the border. Now, even though that's all they're hearing from the White House and the other news sources, when they did the survey, they found out, again, the majority of Americans blame Biden for this. Maybe people are paying attention in certain areas. I'll take little chunks, little bites, any place I can get them,
Well, this is why they all of a sudden switched the CDC mask thing. They realize, America, they got to have internal polls, Joe, that are telling them Americans are flipping out, losing their minds. They
don't
trust.
Trump watched internal polls? Really?
No. No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Biden.
No. I was saying, because you brought it to my mind, if I don't get it out.
He might have, in some cases he might have. In some cases his advisors might have said, this is an important poll. We need to talk about it. We need to go this route with this. So I think he might have, when it came to CDC stuff, I think so.
Interesting.
But not...
Go ahead.
Well, he could have just went by the polls because the polls, he did all mostly things that a majority of people wanted, right?
Who, Trump?
Yeah.
I think he was doing what he said he was going to do. I mean, all along, if you think about it, over the years, not just the years he campaigned, but before that, if I ever became president, I would do this. If I ever became president, I would stop doing that. I think that's what he did. That's personal opinion, but I think that's what he did. But, 21% of Democrats also blame Biden. And the poll showed a real small gap between men and women. So it kind of shows that the women have soured on Joe Biden.
I don't know what woman with any small, slight bit of intelligence would ever before Joe Biden. I can understand if they would get pissy with Trump because he's not all nice and, whatever.
Yeah.
But to be for Joe Biden? No.
Besides,
nope.
Besides, Donnie likes two scoops of ice cream at dessert, not just one. You know what I'm thinking. Anyway, tell people.
Joe Biden isn't up late enough to have dessert.
Yeah. Well, he's. No, that's too much sugar for Joe. Anyway, tell people where to find you, quick.
GreteCrotts.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Very cool. Joe Basile, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Dr. B joins me in the next hour, so don't go far.